Hello and welcome to Faces of CI. My name is Aaliyah, and today we're joined by our students from Momentum Contact Workshop. This episode was recorded in Ubud, Bali, February 2024. I wanted to share a little bit about my students' perspective on dance. We all come to a contact workshop with varying degrees of experience as dance, various memories of ourselves as dancers or not as dancers, expectations about what dance is. And part of our workshop, we sit and we reflect each time about that label of dancer, and also sitting with what is flow in our body. So this was recorded. I'm keeping names anonymous. But just to be able to hear their perspective has always been very fruitful and sweet and authentic to me, to be able to share my students' perspective. So here you go.
They gave us, you know, like sequence of movements that we have to do. And you know, it was the movement of lanterns, yeah? Lantern. And you have to do like this, like for 5 minutes. It was in Soviet Union, you know, I'm from Russia. So, and I felt like, oh my God, like, there was nothing about the spirit. It was just a performance for our parents, you know, and they didn't teach us just to move. They teach us, like, to repeat the same stupid movement all the time, you know. It always was like this, like, to teach us some. And there was no spirit at all. But for me now, another question is like, when women dance for herself, or when he dance for others, or especially for some men, and to find like this point where woman can really dance for herself, like truly, fully, not for anyone. And this is the interesting, when you really like connect with your spirit, so only in this point you can do this. Because another way, you always like have this idea that you have to be beautiful, that you have to to be nice and sexy in the dance floor. Yes, so that's the kind of main things that come up.
I was thinking of two different aspects. The first is the connection between the dance and the music. I remember I was once in a contact track without music and I couldn't dance. And I need music. I still need music. And for me, dance is really linked with music. And, probably is my limit. That's the time. Wondering, I said, I was popular to dance without music, but it was amazing to watch the people dancing without music. So it's possible, but it's not my way. And for me, so the dance is an expression of the music in the body. Or maybe an incarnation of the music in the body. And at the same time, I think that the dance is something that belongs to my daily life. I'm not a dancer. but I work in an ICU in a hospital, so I have a lot of to move like that. You have to be able to move like that because it dangerous and it is a dance.
In your work life?
I mean, you dance between computer and the medical staff, and you move like that.
Yeah.
And you have to feel, because if you don't feel, you get
cable
or something like that.
Performance.
So I think I'm dancing every day.
Yeah, one word, because I'm pretty light here. Just writing, and I'm not really in this moment. So always when I start dancing, I felt like I'm going inside this special architect. Like architect that I want to be.
like a ritual for me to go inside this appetite and connect with them, with him. And it seems like something about my soul, like about how I can feel my brain, my soul, you know, like when I dance, it's like a language of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And when I connect with somebody, it's like I connect with his appetite, your appetite, and your soul, his soul, you know, like something that's impossible to explain by words.
Mm-hmm.
But you can explain it by moving. Well, before, I was always a bad dancer in my childhood, in school discotheque, you know, like always I was sitting on the wall and watching people who dance, with judging. I really wanted to go there, but I know that I don't know how to dance, and I never think I can go to the school and learn, you know, so, and for me, it's yeah. So it's like, and it's something like a healing. It's like healing your body, give you some answers. And thank you for this.
Beautiful reflections. I didn't write anything down, but I wanted to just move with the flow one because I haven't moved with that before in this exercise. And for me, I was like, oh, I've learned all these circles and spirals and spins from swing dance and contact, and bringing that in has been really beautiful. And I was like somehow against my angular movements in my body that I picked up from my early hip-hop programming performance. And I try and like push that away and get away from it, but it's still like programmed in, and I was like, oh, can I integrate the two of them? Why do I need to be resistant to this? If it's part of my program and it's good, it's fine as it is. So I was just moving with that, and how, yeah, flow is this like release of how much energy I have in the body and at any moment, and like allowing him to be free in that sense. So I just moved with that. But yeah, wow, I love hearing all of your shit. For sure. Yeah, especially the commercialization sometimes of dance can be really harmful for people to not want to come to dance, or having the judgment of like wanting to come, but like sometimes a lot of men have a story of I can't be a dancer, or dancing is for women, or all of this stuff, but like so many men come to this workshop and they're like, I really wanted this for so long and I found it. So this is the place for it. Okay, well that's that. We're gonna have a lunch break. We'll be back soon with our latest guest. For now, I wanted to share a dance game oracle deck. That's right. That I've created and invented called Fortune Score. So what is Fortune Score? It's a deck created for you to dig deeper into the practice of contact improv. And as a self-professed tarot and contact enthusiast, I blended the two to be used as an educational tool for facilitators and contact improv fans. This game has been played many times in Bali at jams, so much so that one of my students asked me to make it into a deck, and I have, and it's received a lot of positive reception. So it's effective to be played at a round robin, a festival, or a contact jam, or you can also pull cards as you would for an everyday oracle deck and take the theme with you as you would move through the world. This is a deck of scores. As you may or may not know, in improvised dance, we often use a dance score, which is the suggestion for you to keep in mind for yourself in the dance. Each card offers you a fortune, like you'd pull from a fortune cookie. And these are prompts I've gathered from a variety of places: mindfulness, 80 sci-fi books, teachers and trainings I've had, and a lot of them I've honestly just made up. So, a fun story behind the deck. For some history and context, Paxton held some of the first performances in contact improvisation in New York City, where they danced for 5 hours a day for a week at John Weber Gallery, and audiences were streaming in and out, seeing this performance of what would become contact improvisation. And in preparation, Steve went to Chinatown and had fortune cookies made with an invitation inside. Dancers went around handing the cookies to people on the streets of New York. And the fortune said, come to John Weber Gallery for contact improvisations. So this is my ode to that sense of humor, a tongue-in-cheek homage to the origins of CI. And it's my invitation for you to come and join the mystery of the dance. A limited run of decks have been printed. You can grab your deck of fortune score online. There's a link in the show notes to our Instagram at facesofci, and you'll find out where to buy them there. Grab yours today, and we're going to come back to our episode with our latest guest right about now. We're going to take a short break just to talk about some exciting new projects coming out. So we have Contact Body. This is a online contact improvisation course I've been working on for many months. It's based off of the beginner's workshop I've been teaching in Ubud. It's split into two segments. So solo body is all about solo improvisation. There's Bartini with fundamentals and floor work and somatic practices, and it's really about tuning inwards to your own body. And then two bodies is about learning contact improvisation partner work. So these are two courses that are completely self-paced and available to purchase online for you to learn from home, the beginning foundations about contact improv. So if that's something that's curious to you, the full details are on contactbody.ca, because I'm Canadian. And you can learn all about that, and there's a promo video. And also please check us out at Faces of CI on Instagram for lots of inspiration and more about our interviewees.